Hey, hey, welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. So glad to have you with us today. You can learn more on our website, fairmountfriends.church, or find our church app on Tithely. Let's go.
We want to talk about something that is happening that, and it really just happened this past weekend. We had a church retreat. And I'll tell you, more things can get done in one weekend in your heart than can get done maybe in a month or in 6 months of close proximity with people, the intensity of being in the presence together, the word, the relationship.
Didn't know, it's all right. Yeah, down all the way downstairs.
No, let's just keep listening. Is he teaching a class this morning? Where are you, Andrew? Is he in the bathroom? I bet he's in the bathroom. Let's listen. Nobody get him. Let's. And what happened this weekend was so refreshing because we focused on the fact that we can be with God, and he's the God of rest. And he's the God of a rhythm and a pace of life that is really enjoyable. And he's also the God of work, that we can work with him and play with him in the garden in which he's created. And when I think about garden language, I think it's March. We've come through another winter, Hoosiers. We've did it. We accomplished that. That's a big deal, right? I mean, anytime you make it through. And I feel like when I get into March, it's starting to look toward spring, is it not? We're looking into maybe you got spring cleaning and there's some spring projects that you want to do. Or we know that we move in past the winter snow and it comes into spring rains. Maybe you're looking into spring break. There's some of these things that start pointing to new life. And as we start thinking of new life, we think those old, dead, dry, cold winters, we've moved past them. And we're moving into maybe some warmer weather. Even this morning, it's not 20 to below zero anymore. We wake up and it's 30, 40 degrees. It's going to be 55, 60 degrees today. We're going to start feeling a little joy in the spirit. Does anybody feel a little buoyancy coming back into your mood, into your emotions? It's a new lift. It's a new day. It's a new season. And through the month of March, leading up to Easter, as we look at Easter, which is ultimately the place of new life that takes place, it's the resurrected life moving into... Hey, Andrew. You good?
I'm glad that's all I said. Yeah.
I was really hoping you had taken one of your kids to, like, in the bathroom to, like, discipline them something. We're like, ooh, let's listen. How's he gonna handle this one? Yeah, that was... That's a moment, I think, in our church history. That's a memory. I always, not always, but I try to make sure. Is that thing off when I'm going to the bathroom? We're moving into new life. And so through the month of March, we're going to talk about seed, soil, and seasons. And seed, soil, and seasons all create a newness of life. And this morning, we're going to dive into seed. And we see that the Bible talks that the seed is the word of God. Jesus likens his own life unto seed, and he says it's like a seed that goes into the ground. It's got to die in order to produce new life. I feel like sometimes our own lives are like a seed that the Lord wants to plant into a community for us to grow and to blossom where he's planted us. Maybe there's dreams that are buried deep within inside of us that he's wanting to cultivate and to come out and to produce new life inside of us. So as we dive into this idea of seed this morning, the Bible in the New Testament, it translates the word seed 44 times from this word sperma. The word sperma is transferred or translated into the word seed. So it's like in the same way that you would put sperm into creating new life, it likens the word of God into sperma, which creates new life inside of us. It's a powerful imagery. Jesus even likened himself unto seed. He's like, I am the thing that comes up inside of you that creates new life. The sperma of heaven is what we're going to dive into and see if we have it written deep, hidden deep inside of our hearts. Then what comes alive inside of our lives, inside of our marriages? Whenever we wash each other with the water of the Word of God in our marriages, does it produce anything of good in our lives? So let's dive into this thought here this morning of the seed. Obviously, it's a farming culture in which we live. Maybe even farmers are starting to get a little bit antsy and a little excited. You smell the warm air. One of the things I love is the smell of planting season. It's the turning up of some of that moist soil. Does anybody know that smell? It's the smell of dirt. It's the smell of soil. It's the smell of a process that's beginning. It's the smell of after a rain. I love the smell of newness, of life that is coming. And I'll just say this. This may be the most obvious statement I make of the entire morning. What you put into the ground is what you will get out of the ground. What you plant in the form of a seed, you will harvest that. You will not put carrot seeds in the ground and get apple trees. You are asinine to think that. It's the chief of foolishness to think that I will plant something and get something else. And seed time and harvest, they just are true. There may be a lot of different laws that you can break. Maybe you can break the speeding law, the seatbelt law. You can break all different, the stop sign law. You can break all kinds of law. You cannot break the law of seed, time, and harvest. It just works. And what you plant, what you sow, you reap. It just comes back. What you put into the ground, you will reap that. And may I say this, what you sow into the hearts of your children, we will get that out. What you sow into the heart of that spouse, it'll produce something. What you sow into the atmosphere of your home, it produces stuff. It produces things. What you allow the world to embed deep inside the soil of your mind, it produces something. And to think that it will not is foolishness. Because what you sow, we will reap. And so the Word of God, it likens itself unto this idea of a seed. I want to speak just for a moment to some dreamers and to some hopers out there. There's a dream inside of your heart. Maybe it's a dream to start a new business. There's a dream inside of you. And maybe it's the dream is I'm going to get married one day and I'm going to build a home. I'm going to start building my life. There's a dream inside. And it starts out as this tiny little seed, but I just want to make sure I'm taking care of that so that it'll grow and produce something. Maybe there's a hoper out there. And the hope is a little bit different than a dream. The dream just sounds so promising. The hope is like I'm almost like it's been maybe defeated a little bit. But I'm kind of hoping that God will restore this marriage, that God would turn his or her heart back to the Lord. I'm hoping for that child that has gone away or gone astray, and there's this little seedling inside of there that's just, it's hoping, and it's rooting itself inside of God or inside of prayer. And I want to say that it needs to be rooted inside the Word of God. If there's some hopes or there's some dreams inside of you. Before we start leveraging our emotions around that hope and that dream, I want to say the first move, instead of getting antsy and excited or even getting a business plan or a business strategy or even getting mentors around and all kinds of people to speak into it or getting investors into all this big wish and dream and hope, the very first move, your move is the Word of God. It's the sperma of heaven. It's the thing that will ultimately create sustaining life. And so for us to get and to drill down deep into the Word of God, to conceive or to have birth of a miracle. We first got to plant the seed. And may I say, to have birth of anything going on inside of your life, the seed is the word. Conception takes place first by planting some really good life-giving seed. In Mark chapter 4, we'll start in verse 2. This is Jesus speaking, and it says this. It says, Jesus taught them many things by parables. Actually, in Mark chapter 4, it goes on and says that Jesus never spoke to them without speaking to them in parables. Or we could say it this way, Jesus never taught anything without telling a bunch of stories. He just tells stories, and he says, the kingdom of heaven is like this, and it's like seed, and it's like soil, and it's like a farmer with barns, and it's like water, it's like this river. All the time, Jesus is given illustrations, and so Jesus taught to them many things, and he taught them by parables, and his teaching said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. The birds came, and they ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up, it grew, it produced a crop. Some multiplying 30, some 60, and some 100 times. Here's a couple little steps that I want us to dive into of letting the Word of God guide our lives. Number one, to read the seed. To read the seed of the Word of God. Perhaps it's literally you have a Bible. Maybe for some it's the Bible app or a different Bible, any kinds of applications on your phone that you may read. You're thinking, man, I'm just not a person of the Word and I just can't sit there for an hour and read. I would encourage you, is it at least the verse of the day? Can we just start there? Can we on-ramp to that? It also helps you track, hey, you've been 37 days consistently in the Word of God, and you get a badge, and it's trying to encourage Bible reading. Perhaps it is a podcast that explains the Bible to you. Maybe it's listening to the Bible, and it's all free on YouTube, any book of the Bible, and it'll read the Bible to you on your drive to work, and it's saturating your mind. The Lord knows we do not need more talk radio saturating the soil of our mind. Man, this is soil, and you need to protect it. The Bible just said if it's got bad soil, that seed will not grow. It'll be choked out. So making sure that I'm getting the right word inside of me. Perhaps it's even being in a life group where we teach the word. Maybe it's being in a men's group or a women's group where we're teaching the word. We're discussing the Word of God, but I'll tell you, this is life. It is life to your bones. And nobody would cut off any source of life unless your desire was to die. And I want to get around as many life sources as possible. So I got to read the seed. I got to be in the seed. This is why the Lord, He chooses His way is the Word. The way is the Word. The way of growth is the Word of God. This germination process of the Word of God in your life, it takes time for that seed to grow. You say, man, I've been in the Bible now for like 3 days in a row. Why don't my kids turn around and come back? Man, I've been in the Bible now for like 15 minutes. Surely God's like going to dump like some blessings. It's just going to take some time. Seed time. And then the harvest. Spend time in the Word of God. Perhaps it's even having a friend, an accountability partner. We wake up in the morning, we text each other a scripture, we're going to hold each other accountable by bringing life to one another. Have your eyes focused on the Word of God. The Bible says this in Proverbs chapter 17. It says that the fool, his eyes are divided to the four corners of the earth, looking around everywhere. But the wise man, his eyes are focused on wisdom. And we've got to drill in our eyes. I know even times whenever I'm reading the Bible, perhaps it's in the morning if I'm getting up then, and if I have my phone with me, it is death by distraction. That those disciplines, no matter how much I try to stay diligent in my daily discipline decisions, if there's anything that's distracting me, I'm game. Yeah, let's go look up sports scores. And the next thing I'm I need to text this great verse to somebody else. I'm not even thinking about the Word of God now. I'm thinking about Kevin. I need to check. And next thing, my phone's open, and then how did I end up on Twitter? And I'm reading articles, and I'm off and running. No distractions. My eyes are not into the four corners of the earth. My eyes are locked in. Why? Because I need life. I need this thing to be coming alive inside of me. Number two, not just read the seed, but speak the seed. The Word of God, this is your move, and to speak it. Can I just say this? Husbands, create the culture, the atmosphere, and the environment of your home by speaking the Word of the Lord over your wife. The Bible actually says it in Ephesians chapter 5. It says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. Well, to what degree did he love the church? He gave up his life for her to make her holy, and he cleanses her by the washing with water through the Word, through the sperma, through the life of heaven, and to present her to himself. This is Christ presenting us as a bride, as a radiant church, clean, without stain or wrinkle, or without any other blemish, but holy and blameless. How do we do that? How do we get a holy relationship, a blameless relationship, a pure and spotless relationship? Washing it through the Word. In this same way, husbands, love your wives as you would love your own body. He who loves his wife shows that he loves himself. Something that I like about speaking the Word is something that Bud Shelton's been doing with his team. Bud has this job where he works for the town. He works for the water. And his job may be to climb into holes, to fix pipes, and to check water pressures. That's his job. But his work is to build men and to pour into some hungry young guys that are wanting to grow and to develop and take on leadership skills, and he's forming and fashioning mindsets. He's paid to do a job. There's a job description, and it's to do all of this sort of job. But he says, but I know why I'm on the planet, and the work that I'm doing here in the garden of God is I'm going to cultivate the hearts of young men whenever they come around me. And I'm going to speak into them. I'm going to love them and encourage them. I'm going to challenge them. I'm going to call them up to a higher standard. I'm going to speak the Word of the Lord over their life. And here's the deal. Maybe you don't even know how to quote chapter and verse. That was in Luke chapter 4 and verse 10. Nope. Even if you don't say the chapter, God still says, well, it's okay. I'll still put power behind it. If you say it was Luke 4, I don't know, maybe it was verse 10. God's like, well, you didn't quote the exact verse. And so, nope, there's no power with that anymore. That's not true. Just have the Word like seed that's down inside of your heart. And when people come around you, it's like a greenhouse. Because it's just speaking the Word of the Lord over them. Man, I've been in my daily verse. Man, here's the verse of the day. I just want to share this with our team as we get started this morning. And you're just speaking the Word of the Lord. I'm scattering seed out here. And then I'm going to create a great environment for people. And he speaks this stuff, whether you ever quote chapter or verse. I love being in kind of the marketplace world outside of the four corners of, or the four walls of the church, and being able to speak Proverbs and Psalms and just deep truths of the Word of God, or share parables just like Jesus would. And there's power in it that causes life to come up inside of you. So we read it, and then we begin to speak it. Speak it over your spouse, speak it over your children, speak it over your coworkers, and just have it going on inside of you. There's a difference between our job and our work. Even this, maybe perhaps you don't even like your job. But I would call you to say, do the job as the cost of entry. That's the money at the gate. So I can get into the game of doing the work of the Lord, which is discipling men, discipling women. Yeah, I got to climb into this hole so that I can pour into these guys. Isn't that good? It's the cause and effect. If I will do this with these guys, I'll have access to speak into their hearts. If I do what I'm asking them to do, then I'll jump right in here and I'll be able to have access and serve them at a whole other level. It's pretty powerful. It's awesome stuff. Our work is discipleship. Our work is to tend this garden and to produce great life inside. Number three. First, we read the seed. Then we speak the seed. Number three, be the seed. Become. Just like Jesus, he said, I am the word. I am the seed. And Jesus even calls his own life the seed. Right before Jesus goes to the cross, he says this in John chapter 12, starting in verse 23. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it. While anyone who hates his life in this world, they will keep it for eternity. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servants will also be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. A seed going into the ground, dying is the picture. Over the weekend, whenever we were away at our retreat, we had one of our prayer stations. And we did kind of this little prayer journey as we walked around to different stations. And one of them, we had this bucket. Inside this bucket, it's full of soil, gardening soil. And then we had options of seeds. We've got sweet peppers, cucumbers, carrots. I was looking for the one that said steak, but these are all vegetables. Some steak seeds, that'd be fun. And then we read this thing about what it's like to become a seed and what happens inside of a seed. And so I take a seed. I hope I don't drop them because then there's going to be cucumbers everywhere. And here we go. Here's a cucumber seed. Is that wild? Can you see it? What about now? Now can you see it? And we take this tiny little thing. Like, is it really that important that I read the verse of the day? It's just one little thing. Is it really that important that we start our day? I mean, come on. I've done it 40 years without it, and life is pretty not always awesome. Is it really important that I maybe would speak this over my wife? Well, gosh, it's just. And then, maybe for some of us, not just reading it, and maybe not even just speaking it, but I want to be it. God, take my life as a seed, as an offering before you. God, I just want you to do something where you would take it and where even if I would lay my life down, that you would cause a great harvest to come out of it. And we took this seed and it says, move it down deep inside the soil. Cover it up. And now think about what that seed is experiencing. Right now, it's dark. It's lonely. It's cold. Maybe it's a little wet. And you're down there, and you're feeling like you've just been cut off from the rest of them. Like, man, where's my cousin and my brother? Like, I'm down here by myself now. And then somebody begins to pour water on top of you, and you're like, wait a minute, whoa, now I'm drowning. I'm getting buried. I'm drowning. And I thought, like, following God, it was going to be all this life and fun, and we're, like, having a great time, and this is hard. I'm sucking wind down here. And changing the meta, shifting our mindset, that I'm not getting buried, but I'm being planted. I'm being planted in a place where he can cause life to come alive inside of me. Maybe even some of those dreams that he's put and he's uniquely called you to do. And you're like, God, but it's lonely out here, man. And I'm dying out here. And I thought it was going to be easy. Like, I'm just walking in the promises of God and I'm getting my butt kicked. And that hope and that dream of that new business or reaching out to my spouse and this was going to be so great and easy has become incredibly hard. And he said, seed, time, and then harvest. And let's not be afraid of the time that it takes to produce the harvest you want. And don't quit mid-story. If we're in the middle of a great story. Start to crack through that shell, let that shell die and start coming off of you. And drill those roots down deep into something that becomes immovable. Know the word of God and have it written upon your heart. Know who you are in the kingdom of God. Speak it over one another. Wash the atmosphere in your home. Wash over each other. Wash over your team with the word of God. And let's get it all cleaned up and strengthened and just believe. Just what if God starts producing some pretty incredible life? I don't know about you, but I want to go plant a flower or something. I want to go plant in the hearts of men. I want to plant in the hearts of women and youth. I want to plant and see something come alive. Isn't it fun to think that one of the very first things that God identifies as is a gardener? Creator first, he created all of it. What did he first create? He created a garden. And he put us in there and he says, let's go. This is a picture. This is the very first picture of what life is going to be like. So I'll ask you this. Is the word of God hidden deep within my heart? Like seed. Am I planting these seeds in the hearts of those around me? And finally, is it important enough? Is it important enough that I would want to grow in this area? To read the Bible, to speak it, and become it. And maybe, just maybe, with a little bit of time, a little bit of water, really good soil, creating a good atmosphere, there might be a new season coming that produces a lot of life. Let's pray. Jesus, I ask you, Lord, that we would be people that would read the seed, that we would dive deep into it, that it would be written upon the tablets of our hearts. God, I pray that we would be a people that speak the seed over one another. We speak words of life, that we speak it straight to the spine and strengthen others. God, I pray that we would be people, we become the seed. We become the living, breathing, executing life of the word of God. God, take these idle sticks in our lives and let us burn up for you. God, let us burn. Let us even lay our lives down to die for you, that you would create so much life around us. We honor you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grateful you were with us today. Be sure to subscribe and rate us so other people can know about the podcast. Join us on a Sunday morning in Fairmount or find our live stream on YouTube, our website, fairmountfriends.church, or our church app on Tithely. See you soon.